Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast episode of Delusional and Exhausted. I'm your host Jada, and here I have my special guest Sean, and today we will be talking about fitness and just getting started with how to be healthier and next steps. The reason why I brought Sean onto this podcast is because he has a lot of experience with fitness, health, and he has some information on the medical field with his background, so we're gonna get started. Okay. So first, I want to start off by asking, what inspired the start of your fitness journey?
So basically, I've been in fitness most of my life. When I was young, I played sports, soccer, basketball. As I got older, because of time restraints, I switched to going to the gym. Could get mostly the same kind of workout in short period of time.
Nice. Okay. And what would you say would be a pivotal point in your journey?
So, when I started working, I found that my day was a lot busier than I expected. By the time I tried to go out and play sports and do stuff like that, I was already tired. I still wanted to stay active, so I think around when I started working full-time was what really changed it for me.
Okay. That's interesting. I think a lot of people in the beginning start off with sports. I feel like that's really common for people to be like, oh, like I played sports, and then after like college or like high school or whatever, like they don't really have time to be in like sports, so they kind of switch to like gym mode. So that's interesting. And what would you say, what would be like a typical workout routine for you?
So I work out 5 days a week, twice a day. Mornings I usually do cardio, about 30 to 45 minutes. I feel like that helps me get my day started. And then in the afternoon is when I do my weight training, which is about an hour long.
Wow. That's a lot. I think I only do like 50 minutes of cardio and I work out once a day and I'm already exhausted. And what would you say is one misconception about working out that you've gotten?
So for me personally, a lot of people attribute most of my success to genetics. Mm-hmm. Right? Genetics does play a huge factor, but so does just going to the gym consistently. So a lot of people are like, oh, you have been this successful because you're naturally gifted. Mm-hmm. Being gifted doesn't take away from hard work. You still have to put in the same amount of work.
Okay, that's really good advice. And speaking of the gym, would you say that going to an actual gym has more benefits compared to working out at home?
It really depends on your goal. All right, so I prefer the gym because it gives me flexibility. It gives me a wide range compared to what I'd have in any home. Right, so most people can't afford gym-style equipment, so you'll have a lot less to work with. But again, it really depends on your fitness goals.
When you go to the gym, what are kind of the mistakes you see people make?
People try and go too fast, too hard, too early. Mm-hmm. Right, so a lot of it is building up to a certain point. So when people start and work outside of their scope or their capability, usually get injured, which means time away from the gym, which means relearning habits. So that's the biggest mistake I usually see people make.
Okay. I personally seen like on TikTok, like influencers will say, oh, train till failure, like that's the best way to get gains. Do you think that's true?
So that is true, right? So for me personally, again, very specific on your goals, right? So for me personally, I like to gain muscle, right? Gain size. And getting that is pushing your body to a limit. Your body learns very quickly. So if you do the same routine day in, day out, and you're not pushing yourself to that limit, then your body won't grow. Right? Given that, you also have to know what your limitations are and what your body can handle, because it's also a very quick way to get injured.
That's true. I think one time I was in the basement, and like my dad has
the barbell.
Yeah, and so I was with my brother, and he's like, "You can pick it up. It's easy." And my brother was just picking it up like it was nothing, and I tried to pick it up, and I thought I was gonna like throw my bag out. Because I was like, I think I need a belt. He's like, you don't need a belt. Try again. And so I couldn't even pick it up. So I totally get what you mean. So getting into the nutrition and recovery part, since you mentioned that it's very easy to get injured if you're not careful.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is a way to start with like nutrition?
So there's a bunch of research on different meal plans, nutrition. I think a lot of it is just getting into the habit, right? So again, if you're trying to cut down, if you're trying to gain, right? Getting information, accurate information for what your goal is your first step. So before you start putting meals together and all that stuff, go and do a little bit of research. Everything's on the internet, it's free of charge. And come up with a good plan for your goal.
I've heard a lot of people talk about like bulking and mm-hmm. then cut mm-hmm. and then like calorie deficit. What are like the differences?
So bulking, you're at a calorie surplus, right? So you're trying to get more to build more, right? So a lot of those things are your fuel source and your building blocks. When you're going into a bulk, you're trying to increase size, which increases your strength, which also increases muscle. When you're going into a calorie deficit, that's usually your summer body. You're trying to cut down, get rid of supplement fat around your body, right? A lot of, so they say abs are made in the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of that's from a calorie deficit, right? Taking away fat from certain portions of your body, right? So those things work, but again, it's really specific on your goal. You don't want to try and live at a calorie deficit year round. That's super uncomfortable. Okay, and then again, a lot of the stuff, the information is free. So doing a little bit of research before you dive into something will really pay off in the end.
I agree. I think my generation, Gen Z, uses TikTok for a source of information. We don't actually do our research. So it's really nice that you mentioned that. And as for cheat meals, what would you say is a way to do a cheat meal healthy without binging after?
So it's just like any habit or anything you do, mm-hmm. right? Anything you do in surplus is going to have an adverse reaction, right? So it's fine to eat certain foods or have an off day or a cheat day. It's just the same as having a rest day, right? You just do it with, you have to know your limitations and what you're trying to do. If you eat too much, you'll feel sick. You'll slow down your system, right? Especially if you've gone for weeks without that food, it's really going to mess up your digestive system. So within limitation is fine.
Okay, sounds good. I think sometimes, I get a little conflicted on when I should have a cheat meal and it turns into like a cheat day. And so I feel really bad, like especially after the weekends. And then I have to like try to get back on track and the cycle continues. So it's tough. But anyways, getting into like more on the nutrition side, I know that a lot of people in fitness take supplements and one of those like that's been really blowing up has been creatine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of wanted to know your perspective on that.
So creatine is good. It's proven to work. It's one of the most well-documented and studied supplements, right? So again, taking stuff within reason, right? So I take creatine every day, right? And I'm taking it forever. Zero side effects, zero adverse reactions, like perfectly fine. I see the benefits when I'm in the gym when I take it and the times when I haven't taken it. So it does work, right? So again, taking supplements based off of your specific goal and doing the research beforehand is what's super important. The problem with a lot of the younger generation is take word of mouth, mm-hmm. right? And you don't even know if you have the same goal as the person who you're listening to. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, that works, let me take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So research. Creatine works well.
Okay. Because I've been seeing mixed reviews about creatine, because some people say like, oh, it made me so dehydrated, and or like made me bloated. So I wasn't sure like if it's just like a common like early side effect, or if that's, if you're just not like using it right.
So most of the time it's user error, right? So creatine, again, like, super studied, right? It has a lot of information on it. It's how much water are you actually taking, right? How long have you been taking it for, right? There's a lot of aspects to it where if you have one person that has one off reaction, there's so much information that they're leaving out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was your diet before? What else are you taking? Right? How much did you eat? How much did you actually drink? It's just, no, I'll point to this one thing because everybody wants to hear about this one thing.
And speaking of popularity, since, like what you said, a lot of the things we hear about is word of mouth,
mm-hmm.
with my generation, what would you say are, like, the harmful things that you've seen in, like, fitness?
I would say a lot of misinformation, right? So you don't see a lot of people's journeys. You see the end product,
mm-hmm.
right? So a lot of people are caught up in the end product, right? So it's a generation of, I want my stuff now,
mm-hmm.
right? I want to wait. I want to go through the growing process. That's why you have a lot of people taking dangerous supplements. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take your time and you actually understand the information, understand that this person actually had to go through a journey to get to that point. They didn't wake up one day and like, we're a fitness model. It takes a lot of work, dedication, hours of training, proper dieting, right? Things that they had to sacrifice to get to that point. So understanding the journey is part of collecting that information.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really great advice, because on social media, when people post like their journey, like, oh, I started here like 2 years ago and now I have like a six pack, and people are like, well, how can I get that in like 2 months? So it's always funny to me, like, how everyone wants to have, like, some sort of cheat code. So, that was very helpful information. So, my next part, sorry, my next question is the 10K steps. That's recently blown up mm-hmm. on my side of TikTok. And I know that it's not a popular, not, I mean, it is a popular thing, but research has shown that it's not proven to be helpful, like true. What is your opinion on that?
So it's a form of cardio, right? Everybody has a different level, right? So there's no fixed number. So it's like mm-hmm. you say you'll be super in shape if you bench press 225, right? That's unrealistic. People are in shape with a lot less weight.
Mm-hmm.
People are in shape with a lot more weight. It really depends on the person. So 10,000, great starting point. Get to 10,000, but figure out what your body actually needs to get into that level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you can actually get to the stage that you want to be.
Right. I've heard a lot of people say like, oh, in order to see results, you need to walk 10K steps and be in a calorie deficit and lift and do Pilates. And so I think a lot of people have been using that method. But then they're like, oh, I'm not seeing results. And they're like, oh, well, you're not eating X, Y, and Z. So I feel like it's so much that you have to do.
So it's crazy, because the hardest part is finding a plan that works for you. The misconception is it's a one-size-shoe-fits-all, right? Mm-hmm. So you can get advice from people and be like, okay, what worked for you, right? That's not the end goal. That's your starting line,
mm-hmm.
right? And then an easy question to ask was, how long have you been working out to get to this point, right? Because you'll go in, you'll do your 10,000 steps for a week, and you're like, nothing happened. And you're like, well, I've been walking for the last year, right? And then even some of what you said, they're doing Pilates, they're going to the gym, they're doing a multitude of things, right? They're talking about their diet. They're not being specific in anything. They're giving very short intros, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, information is key, get the information, build a plan that works for you, and stay consistent. That's really it.
I think consistency is my biggest challenge because I want to give up after like a month, especially after like stepping on the scale. I'm like, really? Like, that's it?
After all my hard work.
Yeah. So speaking of like information that you've researched and again, like your experience in the gym, is there anything that you've been excited about with seeing like any new fitness trends or like tools?
So the, not necessarily fitness trends. The most thing I've been excited about is the freedom of information and people actually being accurate on the information, right? So you just have to look for it, right? So before, most of the information was read from magazines. You know, you look up and like, oh, what works at this point? And you're looking at people who are already at their destination. Now you have so many people that tell you the whole pathway. And so if you do this, if you work out this way, these are the type of workouts you need to build this sort of muscle group. This is what you need to do to improve your cardio. There's a wealth of information, right? People don't want to read. They don't want to take the time to get it. So it's exciting to see that that information is out in public, but there's also an overwhelming amount of false information. So you'll get people confused about what's right and what's wrong. So like a double-edged sword, but for me who's been in, it's super exciting to see the wealth of useful information.
And speaking of useful information, is there any advice that you'd give to someone that's just starting out with their fitness journey?
Take your time. I think a lot of people, the mistake they make is one, they give up too early, right? They try and do things outside of their capability, and so they try and lift too much weight, right? And then they get upset or depressed that they're not reaching their goals, right? It's like when you go to school, you don't graduate after a month, right? You're not like, this was a waste of time, it should never come here. It takes time, right? So understanding that it's a journey, right? And not necessarily just a sprint, right? Will alleviate most of the misconceptions and hopefully stop people from giving up before they should.
That's good advice, especially like being patient is the biggest thing, I think, with fitness, because I think, you know, it's not just like what you said, not one size fits all. That's good advice. So if you were to start your fitness journey like all over again from scratch, what is one piece of advice you'd give yourself?
That's a good question. I think the biggest thing I would look at is look internally, right? I'm my own measuring stick, right? I'm not competing with anybody else, right? My biggest challenge is myself. That's waking up, eating right, showing up to the gym. I think a lot of my first few years of working out, because I was so competitive in sports, I felt that I needed to compete with other people. So yeah, that would be the biggest thing, is just measure myself and nobody else.
I like that a lot. I think we get caught up in what other people are doing and like their physiques and like kind of, I guess, idolizing people that we don't even know. We don't even know like what goes on in their lives. So really great piece of advice.
Thank you.
And as far as social media goes, what is your opinion on social media influencers?
I think there's like, so I'm a person who sees bad and good in everything, right? So if you're looking for things to aspire to, goals to achieve, right? That it's great. The thing is, people misunderstand. Those people are selling a product, which is usually themselves, right? So they'll make sure they look good. They'll make sure they have the right lighting. They'll have the right camera angle, right? You'll go into the bathroom mirror and look and be like, why don't I look like that, right? There's a lot of things that come with it that we tend to ignore, Right, so I don't think there's anyone on social media that should be target. It's like looking at a car dealership and saying those are bad cars because I can't afford them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You go for what you can afford, and you build yourself up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I do think that for fitness influencers specifically, there's been like a lack of transparency. Because there's some influencers who are exposed for like, oh, it turns out like she has a BBL or like that she got lipo or something. And so a lot of people's like influencers that they look up to are disappointed, and they're like, I've been in the gym for like 2 years and my butt that never looked like that. And it's just a lot of things that are revealed that make fans disappointed in thinking like, oh, like I can achieve that physique, not knowing like the work that's been done. So I think that's a good perspective to have, like to not look at influencers to be the main source of truth.
So like, and I think a big thing of that is just look at yourself. That's a guidepost, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a guidepost to whatever destination you want. If you can't let somebody else drive your goals, right? If they did whatever they did, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You still went to gym, you still put in the work, you still got some success. If you look at that versus having them dictate where you're supposed to end up, I think people would be a lot happier with themselves.
I agree. So moving on to some fun questions. Well, I don't know. They're fun to me. My first question is, if you had the choice of either training with a celebrity or training a celebrity, who would it be?
I would want to train with someone. I don't think I'm at the level where I should be training other people, especially in that realm. But pretty much any bodybuilder, they have such a wealth of information and they literally do it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be exciting and fun to step into that world for a very short time and see what that life is, what the dedication, what the amount of effort it takes to live that life on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that would be fun for me.
Would you say that you'd be interested in like competing?
No. I think the amount of work and effort, that's like a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And this for like working out for me is more of a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so I'm passionate about my workout, but I don't want to make it my whole lifestyle.
For your music playlist, because I'm someone who likes to work out with music,
mm-hmm.
Do you have any go-to songs that you like to listen to?
So it really depends on the day. So I don't have a go-to song. I like calm music.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm usually playing. So if somebody pulled my headphones, I would be like, why are you listening to? So I like calm, relaxing music. I listen to a lot of gospel music while I'm working out. It just puts me in the right headspace.
Mm-hmm.
So I can actually focus. I don't want to be overly excited. I want to be engaged.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. I've never heard someone say that. Always you're like, I like listening to rap music or like R&B or something that gets you pumped. So that's really surprising. I'll have to try that because I usually listen to like loud music. So my next question is, I just went down my question. Did you have like any moments where you kind of like didn't know what you were doing in the gym, like in the beginning?
Yeah, there were a lot of moments. The gym is, for me, has been one community that's super inviting, right? Most of the people in the gym look super intimidating, but most of the people that are in there 5 days a week, they've been doing this for a while. So stopping my workout and just being like, hey, do you mind helping me? And I've never got a no. I've got people completely stop their workouts and show me a workout, invite me to some of their routines. And it's been, I think that's one of the things that's kept me in the gym for so long. It is the community looks scary, but it's super welcoming. So anytime I've struggled, even now, I feel like, hey, I'm doing something wrong, I'll just ask someone and they'll usually help.
I don't think I'm able to do that right off the bat. But that's really cool because I always thought that going to a gym, it's kind of intimidating because it looks like everyone else like knows what they're doing. And so I always feel paranoid, like, oh, I'm going to look really dumb, like using this machine or something.
So the crazy part is most of the people who are coming there for the first, second time, because you don't know, right, are literally in the same boat you're in, thinking the exact same thing. And it just takes you going to be like, hey, do you mind helping me? And they're like, oh, you think I'm good? That's great. Let me impart whatever little knowledge or knowledge I have and help you. So you should try it.
I'll try, because I've been thinking about getting a gym membership, but I've just been really scared to like actually commit to going in a public place and working out. So I'll think about it for sure.
Definitely try.
My last question is, what is your opinion on people recording themselves in the gym?
So I think there's a time and place. A lot of people record themselves to see habits, right? To see what they're doing wrong and what they're doing right. And it's super important when you're trying to build certain muscle groups. You want to actually look and see that you're going through the range of motion correctly. So that's your biggest critique, is you're actually viewing yourself. I think there's some people who do it for attention seeking. That's when it becomes problematic, because then they affect other people's workouts. I think if you're in your own space and you're not really bothering anyone, right, then that's totally fine. When it gets to the point where you're more focused on your surroundings than you are on your workout or the information you're getting from your workout, then it's a problem.
Because I've seen a lot of videos of people being offended that people will record themselves or someone else will be behind them while they're recording, and they'll take offense to that. And I know some gyms don't even allow you to even record.
Because it gets to the point where it starts to inconvenience everyone, right? So again, if you're doing it for yourself and to critique yourself, then whoever's around you is not of value. And so if somebody walks through your camera, it shouldn't bother you if your intent, right, is to look at yourself and critique your movements, right? But when it becomes a platform for something else, then you should probably have your own gym.
Yeah, that's true. Because I've just seen a lot of discourse about it, so I think that's useful advice. So any other last thoughts?
Just pretty much harping on the same thing. Have a goal for yourself, right? Make a plan for whatever goal you have. Do your best to stick to your goal. Right? And measure yourself, don't measure anybody else, and you'll be pleasantly surprised about your success. Don't focus on numbers, just focus on how you feel and how you look.
Nice. Very nice closing for us. So thank you so much for being a part of my episode today. Super helpful, and I think my listeners found it helpful as well. Thank you guys for listening on another episode of Delusional and Exhausted, and we'll see you guys later. Well, not see you guys later, but because you guys can't really see us, but well, hopefully you'll be on the next episode. Bye.